Here's two vivid ways to get this point, which have been discussed. Let's take the case of bats, those flying animals that we sometimes hear about or see at the zoo. Bats have an extraordinary sense, which is a sense of called echolocation, whereby they can fly about at night and locate objects with extraordinary accuracy. It's clear that the experiences they have when they use this sense are very unlike any experiences that we have. We don't have any sense like that. So it seems to be true that we really don't know what it's like to be a bat. We don't have any clear idea of what bat experiences are really like for bats when they have them. So there's a limit to what we can know about the bat's consciousness. But we can know about the bat's brain. Suppose we know all about the bat's brain. We know all the facts that go on when the bat uses its sense of echolocation. So we've got all those facts in hand and we say, yes, I know exactly what's going on in the bat's brain. Do I thereby know what it's like to be a bat? Do I know what bats' experiences are like when they do this? The answer appears to be no. I don't know that. I'm no closer to knowing that than I am now. Knowledge of the brain won't tell me anything about the bat's experience. Another point along the same lines to drives the argument home. Take a person who's blind from birth. They've never had any visual experiences. Now suppose they know all about the brain of a sighted person. They know all about the biochemistry of sight. They know all the details of what happens in the neurons. Does that mean they know what it's like to see things? No, they don't know what it's like to see things. They don't know what it's like to see the colour red. They don't know what it's like to have sight at all. So knowledge of the brain does not constitute knowledge of the mind. It seems as if knowledge of the mind is knowledge of a separate kind of thing altogether. A way in which this point has been made, it was made by Saul Kripke, who's a contemporary American philosopher. He put it this way. When God was making the universe, this is a heuristic way to put it. We don't necessarily have to believe in God to make this point, but it's a good way to make the point. When God was making the universe and he made the physical nature of human bodies and brains, had he already created and made consciousness and minds? Or did he have further work to do? So once he's created your brain, does he thereby created your mind, or does he have to do something further to make it the case that you have a mind? Well, the intuition is that he did not create your mind at that time. There was something further he had to do. There was some further fact over and above the mere creation of your brain. So materialism seems to omit the way my mind feels to me, the way consciousness is for its possessor. This is sometimes called by philosophers phenomenal character. It's a kind of technical term that simply is trying to evoke the notion we all share, I think, that when we have conscious states of mind, there's something it's like to have them, they feel a certain way, there's some subjectivity associated with them. So the problem for materialism is it doesn't seem to be able to make room for subjectivity, for the experience of having conscious states as it strikes you, the experiencer. And those seem to be the difficulties. So we seem now to have run through fairly quickly both of the standard views, dualism and materialism. We found, I think, that there are really quite difficult objections to both views. So what is the right thing to say? Well, once again, as we were in the previous lecture about free will, we're left confused. We don't know what to say. We formulated a problem. The problem seems to be quite clearly a problem. It doesn't seem as if we've made any mistakes in trying to set up what the problem is. There is a brain, there is a mind, they do run in parallel. It seems to be perfectly coherent to say, well, are they the same or are they different? But when we run through the potential solutions to this problem, we don't seem to be able to find anything which satisfies us.